We've told you many times about some of the appalling behaviour from union bully boys, and it seems nothing has changed. We're hearing today that some of the worst union bullies from the Construction, Forest, Mining and Energy Union, the CFMEU, are set to hold on to their leadership positions. New South Wales CFMEU officials Brian Parker and Darren Greenfield are known to have intimidated other union officials. The pair was slammed at the Trade Union Royal Commission for their bullying behaviour. They were even referred to for possible criminal charges. But they've both been renominated for leadership positions in the CFMEU in New South Wales, one as secretary, the other as assistant secretary. They're guaranteed to be elected in November because guess what? Nobody wants to challenge them. It's the same old story of union influence. And let me just tell you the kind of people they are. Darren Greenfield was found by the Royal Commission to have taken corrupt payments from underworld figure George Alex when another union official, Brian Fitzpatrick, questioned his dealings with Mr. Alex. Darren Greenfield allegedly sent him death threats. The Royal Commission found senior union officials, such as the head of the New South Wales CFMEU, Brian Parker, failed to investigate those threats. Now, when you hear what kind of person Brian Parker is, it's hardly a surprise. He was found by the Royal Commission to have threatened to bash a former union official, Mario Barrios. In a bugged phone conversation, Mr. Parker was heard saying, "I just got to stop my effing bashing effing the other bloke. I said you've never seen me unleashed. You'll end up doing a stint in hospital." Brian Parker also said the whole of the union, the CFMEU, effing hate him now. They think he's an effing dog. And this is the bloke who's in charge of the CFMEU in New South Wales. So the Royal Commission may have named and shamed some of these bad characters, but the same names get to hang on to their leadership jobs. Some might be cynical and think that the union almost condones this kind of behaviour. God forbid. Another sign that the union movement has not cleaned up its act. And isn't it an act that needs cleaning up?